This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
David Hoyle, let's talk about the latest loving jihad attacks that have been visited upon us. He's going to be joining us. And then Matt Dubiel is going to be hosting the fourth hour, our great Chicago affiliate. He's got some really exciting announcements coming soon. But before we go any further, we should pray for peace. We should pray for awakening. We should pray for repentance. We should really seek God's face right now, all of us. I've been really stressed out myself. The politicization of everything that's going on is a nightmare. And as disgusting and stupid as the spoiled brat NFL system is, they're just buying into the hype. They're just folks that grew up in front of television in their crap-filled diapers and mama wasn't there and they got little shrunken brains like a lot of the public. You got to realize these are zombies and they just buy into whatever they hear is cool. And these are the folks that won the lottery to be in the NFL, and they don't even get that, and they're bitching. And then they're going to bitch and complain later when they got brain damage and wonder what they signed up for. But North Korea accuses U.S. of declaring war. That's all coming up. We're also getting Roger Stone popping in. He's testifying tomorrow on the whole stupid Russiagate thing. That's going to be closed so they can lie about what he really said. But you're going to get here exclusively, before he testifies, his statement, so that they can't just ignore what he really said and make up lies. Because they've been doing that using these closed sessions. They're scared to have these Russian things out in the open, because they're getting their clocks cleaned during them. Here's a report. Boycott the national anthem, boycott the NFL that Darren McBreen put together a month ago. That gets into all of this. So I want to air this piece here in a moment. Boycott the national anthem or boycott the NFL. Here's that report, and we'll be right back with David Horowitz. And we're also going to have a bunch of clips with Pelosi and more. Here it is.
It's being called the largest national anthem protest yet in the National Football League.
Overnight, a wave of NFL members joining Colin Kaepernick's protests against racism and police brutality.
If you ain't got the respect for the flag, stay in your locker room.
You know,
I am beyond it.
It's my fault. I went to that a little bit late. We're gonna come out of the next segment playing that because it just hit me like a ton of bricks. One of the most profound things ever. Out of everything they're doing, out of everything this is about, you ask why these idiots would play along with this when it's so stupid, and it hit me why. It hit me. Why they themselves go along with it. And it's because, well, I'll tell you after the break. And I'm sure you already got this. I always miss the biggest simple things, and I find the little things and, you know, little side issues. And that's good. I look deeply into things, but sometimes I look so deeply to who's creating it and who's behind it, instead of looking at why does the average dumbass go along with this? And it really hit me like a ton of bricks. Now I'm totally clear. So after the segment, We'll get into that and more. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Both sites have some different news, but a lot of the same news. But NewsWars.com loads really fast. It's a newer site design. We're tweaking it. It's kind of a test for a redesign of InfoWars coming up. That's why I'm really proud of NewsWars.com. It's got a lot of big breaking news up on it as well. That's all coming up. And then the North Korea accuses the U.S. of declaring war. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I always tend to look at where things come from, who's behind it, who's pushing it, who's using crises to get more power. I tend to look at the command and control system instead of who's being targeted. Why would players from at least four different teams yesterday, in some cases, unanimously stay in their locker rooms? And why would they see it as okay to go out and rub it into the veterans, rub it in to the Patriots, to the families, to the folks that lost loved ones or people that lost limbs? Why would they see it as okay when you're supposed to virtue signal to every foreign country and every other religion and every other group but Christians and Americans? Just like this guy over the weekend that went in and shot eight people was a black nationalist Muslim from Sudan who wanted to kill white Christians. You'll never even hear about him again by tomorrow. Why was it okay? It's okay because they've been taught that the media is going to tell you you're good if you hate on America, but don't hate on anybody else. Because think about this. When they went to that exhibition game with two American teams this weekend, they're now calling the anthem white supremacists. It's about getting rid of America. And we know that while this was all going on, they then stood for the God Save Our Queen event. So, see, they thought, oh, we won't get patted on the head for this. We haven't been told to go out and do this. So we're going to stand for God Save the Queen. It's just America we hate. And it's because there are a bunch of followers that have been told to do it by their PR people, by their managers. It's why the owners are behind it. Because the owners of the NFL are all part of the Hollywood elite. They're all part of the establishment. And the NFL has been bullied and blackmailed by the Justice Department because of all the gladiatorial payoffs, people getting paid to hurt folks, the concussions. They've been told, if you'll be our political arm, we won't sue you, we won't indict you, we won't come after you, when all these teams have been caught engaging in that type of behavior. So you tell your players to do it, then the players go out and do it because they've been told to, but also because they're narcissists and they want to not be about the flag or the veterans or America or our shared unity or patriotism. They want to make it all about themselves. And that's what's really sickening, how they're grandstanding. It's like going to somebody's funeral. When they're talking about the eulogy, you stand up and start talking about yourself. Because that's what the flag is a symbol of all those people that died for the belief in the country. And we're an amazing country. Nobody'd go to North Korea and do that because they put you in a death camp. You wouldn't go to Mexico and do that because they'd kick your ass. But it's okay to do it here because we're so oppressive, you're allowed to get away with it. No, they use our openness against us. We're going to David Horowitz as soon as we get him on the Skype. But here is a little piece Darren McBreen put together that lays this all out. So they're not just chumps. They're attention whores that think following Hollywood and the elite's directives is cool and they got ordered to do it. They're mercenaries, globalist foreign mercenaries now, literally trying to demoralize and bring down the country, which the Cloward and Piven documents all show. That's why they're bringing in the Islamicists. This is a true assault to bring down the country.
It's being called the largest national anthem protest yet in the National Football League.
Overnight, a wave of NFL members joining Colin Kaepernick's protests against racism and police brutality.
If you ain't got the respect for the flag, stay in your locker room.
I am beyond angry. I am saddened and I am ashamed that my nation, the United States of America, that your nation, is absolutely filled with entitled, spoiled brat babies like Colin Kaepernick.
I think the coaches should be kicking somebody in the butt.
Why does the left only rush to defend someone's right to free speech when they're using it to trash America?
And he sits there whining and bitching and talking about how America is the most evil, racist country in the world. Talk about insanity.
Hundreds of Colin Kaepernick fans are protesting in New York in support of the former 49er quarterback. They're upset that he does not have a team to play for this season.
He was met with thousands of boos after he praised El Castro.
I forgot Kaepernick praised Fidel Castro, who killed at least 500,000 of his own people and stole everybody's wealth, and now the country's a hellhole, and you don't even go live there. You just have your little leftist, social justice warrior, white parents that adopted you and taught you to hate America. See, Kaepernick's a victim of his leftist brainwashing. All right, we got David Horowitz on a little bit late because of his Skype problems, but it's great to have him with us just to get into all this. Breaking, the church shooter in Tennessee is a black power radical who posted online, "You're more likely to be killed by a white man." He's also a Muslim out of Sudan. But that's okay. You're not hearing anything about Muslims being involved in terror attacks right now because it's okay. It was just a bunch of white people that got shot. We got to end that Second Amendment or he would have been able to protect himself. London Mayor Khan compares President Trump to ISIS, even though Khan is an Islamicist who says just get used to terror attacks. And that's their hope. I always thought they let him out with these terror attacks that we get sick of it and stop it. Oh, no, no. Khan says get used to it. They believe you'll just submit to it. So there you go. I guess Donald Trump's responsible for this latest Islamic attack on a church. Again, an attack on Christians. David Horowitz of FrontPageMagazine.com, best-selling author. Thank you for joining us to break down the latest waves.
Well, thank you, Alex. Yeah, I was just supposed to be at the Berkeley Free Speech Movement. I was actually supposed to speak tomorrow night, but the university shut it down. I put up posters, which I identified professors and activists at UC Berkeley as agents of Hamas, terrorists, supporters of terrorism. And what it said, the poster said supporters of terrorism, and it had a Hatem Batsian, who is a Hamas agent, easily verifiable on the web, and Judith Butler, who said that Hamas and Hezbollah are part of the progressive movement. What did the university do? The chancellor announced that they were investigating to see whether those posters were a hate crime.
Wow.
It's not the Antifa. The Antifa people are terrible, but the real enemy is, what's her name, Napolitano, Janet, the president.
Former head of Homeland Security.
California. Yeah.
Same one that tried to cover up Islamic terror, blocked Islamic terror investigations, and expanding on that. I noticed the San Jose Mercury News lied and said, oh, the student group canceled it in a stunt. No, it's official. They were told it was canceled by the school. So the left won't even admit they're canceling free speech on colleges. They even lie about that when they do it.
Yeah, if the university wanted a conservative speaker to teach their students the importance of having a diversity of viewpoint, it would be very easy. The chancellor could invite Milo. The vice chancellor in charge of diversity and inclusion could invite Milo to speak. What the vice chancellor in charge of diversity and inclusion did was he invited the Southern Poverty Law Center to come in this week to advise the radicals there on how to oppose Milo. That's where the universities are. They're gone. Our universities are the left has totally dominates them. And of course, I'm not talking about the physics departments and so
on. Sure,
forth.
But when it comes to the political system and the police are ordered to stand down, say Antifa can come beat you up. Then they say, oh, sorry, all free speech is banned by anybody who's not a communist or an Islamicist.
They did better. And this, when Milo showed up yesterday, the police kept all the supporters out. They let in a dozen people. There were hundreds there. It's mind-boggling.
Sure, that way, what they're saying is, we're going to let you get beat up. We're not going to let your supporters defend you.
Exactly.
So, David Horowitz, how far can this go as free speech is banned on campuses, as the communists basically have had a Maoist victory taking over? Because, as you know, this is a Maoist model, in their own words, to first seize the universities.
Well, it's been a 30 or 40 year effort where they've been just unopposed. Republicans are out to lunch. They do nothing. The trustees are too busy raising money for these universities and, you know, building their empires to do anything. I've just published a book this week called The Left in the University, which is my writings over the last 30 years. I visited over 400 campuses, and it has reports of, my reports of what happened there.
I didn't know you had another book out, because I've read five or six of your books now. I only read a few 15 years ago.
I've got this series, Alex. It's called The Black Book of the American Left. and this is the eighth volume. It'll be when it's finished. The last volume is already done, but I got to wait till the spring to publish it. Nine volumes, which document how the left took over this country while the right was looking in the other way. Now, fortunately, thanks to Obama, unfortunately, it took having a communist in the White House to teach people how dangerous the left is.
Exactly. So stay there. We'll come right back. I want to ask you how we defeat this and can the colleges be saved or what do we do? David Horowitz, straight ahead. Frontpagemag.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with a Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Everybody knows, at least who's got a brain cell, that the elites actually are allied with Orthodox radical Islam. And they got a cold-blooded demographic plan to, as is in the WikiLeaks, overthrow Israel, overthrow Western Europe, overthrow the United States. It's a weird anti-white cosmology, I guess, because they know the West isn't racist, so they try to use our strengths against us. I mean, like I said, I read David Horowitz's, several of his books, more than 15 years ago, and I thought he was crazy, and he writes about me thinking I was crazy. I guess he was right, partially. I just couldn't believe, knowing what I knew about Islam and orthodox forms of it, that we would actually ally with it. Now it's all been proven correct, and it's public, and as Trump said, you know, Obama and Hillary backed ISIS. And now you've got all this arrogant stuff where Khan, this Islamicist, is calling Trump, you know, the ISIS backer. I mean, it's an upside-down world, and Islamic attacks now barely even make the news when somebody goes into another migrant, another invader goes in and shoots up a church, and now David Horowitz and Milo banned, you know, from the university. They canceled it, and they just let folks beat you up and all the rest of it. So David Horowitz, where is all this going? How do we stop it? How do we turn it around? You see the NFL craziness? Why would the NFL owners go along with this? I mean, it's just... political correctness is such a joke. The NFL's killing itself financially. Why such a commitment to national suicide?
Well, because there hasn't been an opposition to national suicide for so long. Not until really the Trump campaign. I mean, a lot of us were working in the trenches, but we didn't have the platform. Trump is actually organizing a popular movement to defend America, but this is a first. It's an absolute first. We're just at the beginning of this war. Let me say, anti-white racism is the essence of the attack on America. This is cultural Marxism. Marx had this idea, of course, that everybody, there are oppressors and oppressed, that every disparity that you see is the result of some kind of an oppression by the ruling class, and that the workers would rise and overthrow them. But the workers didn't rise and overthrow capitalism. In fact, they beat us radicals up in the 60s. So the left transferred that to race, gender, sexual orientation. But race is the big one. So that every disparity, the Democratic National Platform talks about, pledges itself, Democrats, to a societal transformation, i.e. a revolution, that will end institutional racism in America. There is no institutional racism in America. We outlawed it 60 years ago with the Civil Rights Act. You know, and Obama's appointed, 1,000 judges for anybody who thinks there are no suits in court on institutional racism because it's a myth. But this is the battering ram that the left is using against our country. And everything they do is based on racism. That's why they have to declare, you know, the travel ban, which is a reasonable ban to make Americans safe.
And David, this just hit me. America is one of the most class, and I mean this in a good way, classless systems out there. Pun, we have no class. Like Rodney Dangerfield joke from, you know, a Back to School movie or whatever it was called. But sitting here, we're one of the most unstratified systems. But our real elite is the liberal elite, Hollywood, the globalists, and they're the ones using culture war to bring us down. So why do we have so many rich people buying into socialism and class warfare when they know it destroys countries?
It's mainly rich people who don't feel that they earn their money. That's the way I look at it. They don't understand.
Well, I mean, that's it. Why is there so much leftist white guilt, Jewish guilt? I mean, it's just insane.
I mean, Shelby Steele wrote a book called White Guilt, which does explain a lot of this. But what we have now is a generation, and that's why Trump, that's why they hate him so much. Make America great again. America first. No more guilt. That's their biggest, you know, advantage. That the opposition or the people who should be in the opposition feel guilty and they can't defend themselves. You see that in Europe. I mean, it's terrible. I mean, this is a 1,000-year-old culture. It's you know, it's such a remarkable contribution to humankind.
And it's committing suicide.
And they won't defend it.
And it's not like it's committing suicide to some superior culture that came along.
No,
it's committing suicide to
culture. Islam is a barbaric culture. contribution. They made no contributions to civilization. Their contribution is the blood.
David, we got you on 10 minutes late because of Skype problems. I've got a few more questions. Can you do 5 more minutes with us, or you have to go?
Sure.
We're going to another break. We'll do 5 more minutes. And I got Roger Stone joining us on the eve of his Russia collusion testimony and other fairy tales that the Democrat fairy tale writers are telling us about. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People call me the conspiracy theorist, and what media does over the years is they take things I've said, and you notice it's never a video clip, or if it is, it's all cut together, to say stuff that just sounds insane. Or they'll take when I've done comedy skits and say that I'm being serious. That's why I pretty much quit doing comedy, even though I like to have some fun. And I don't just want to kiss David Horowitz's butt, okay? But he's a big guy, and after I attacked him and said horrible things about him over the years, when I actually woke up, he was a nice guy and came on the show. But let me explain. Like he tell you, he used to be a leftist, too. So that's why he understands the process. And I was never a leftist. But I would still buy their propaganda because I was a good guy. And I was going to fight the racist. And I was going to fight, you know, if Israel was too right-wing and did some things bad, I was going to, you know, take both sides. Until I looked into it a lot deeper. And I realized that these globalists and these PR firms and George Soros were chumping me. And it came out in the WikiLeaks, of course, how they were manipulating everybody. But I read... Well, that book, I forget the name of it. It was something like Alliance of Evil or Unholy Alliance. And then I read three or four more of his books years after I finally woke up that it was true. But I have an excuse, and I'm only telling the story not to, you know, sit there and placate or anything or sit there and talk about how I'm wrong. I'm rarely wrong. I couldn't dream that Western elites that had already got full control of the country and Europe and all this wealth would try to desecrate it and try to blow it up and try to bring it down. It's mentally ill. It's stupid. It's counterintuitive. There's no logic. But now everything Horowitz wrote 15, 16, 17 years ago is turned out to be true. If anything, it's worse than he's saying. So I still don't get the murderous hatred of West and success. And why would George Soros, a weirdo Nazi collaborator, say on 60 Minutes he's not sad for what he did when he's Jewish, and then in the WikiLeaks want to overthrow Israel and turn it over to the Palestinians who would kill each other in 5 minutes? You know, Saudi Arabia won't take one refugee. You know why? Because they're a bunch of nomads that run around killing everybody. What do you think the Syria thing was? It was a big invasion of these vagabond groups that go around feeding on each other. And I feel sorry for the Muslims. I can't stand how they run around killing each other and are like psychotic and inbred and have hundreds of times more birth defects than anybody else. They're scary. And I didn't want to just go have these wars either. And I know a lot of them were misdirected because we go take out Saddam and put stuff in worse, just like the Arab Spring. So David Horowitz, let me just ask you this. You say the war is just starting. We're just waking up. We're just starting to have victories. It's going to be a large, hard row. They're going for everything to bully everybody right now into submission. I don't see it working. I think if they kill Trump, we're going to have a civil war. I mean, this is just too real now. And so you were a leftist. You woke up. Maybe spend a minute or two on that process, and then looking in your crystal ball, what's coming next? Because if I was a Muslim, and I was coming from some hellhole, oppressed, controlled, in a cult, and I got here and could have freedom, I would love that. Why would you come from a hellhole and then come somewhere and then want to blow it up? I just don't get it.
Well, people are screwed up. I mean, that's a basic fact of life. So you're always going to find people like that. What I think is happening is that the one thing you can count on the left on is never to know when to stop. And they've destroyed a lot of the power. I mean, racist, to be called a racist used to be a really terrible thing. But now that they call everybody a racist, it doesn't have the bite it had. And that's emboldened our side, people who love this country, to fight. And not shrinking, you know, what happened before it. When I went out like 16 years ago, they had this reparations for slavery paid 137 years after the fact to multimillionaires like Jesse Jackson. And I opposed it. I didn't have any support. I did have support from Tom Sowell and Walter Williams in opposing it. But the rest of the conservative world said, whoa, let's see if David survives this. I was called a racist from one end of the country to another. That's all changing now. We have a younger generation. You know, I watch a lot of Paul Joseph Watson's terrific videos. But people of that generation are emboldened, they're tough, they're smart. They've learned from the left how to fight politically. You know, you can think of a lot of them, Crowder and all these other people. A lot of young blacks you see on the, you know, social media now attacking these mythologies. I just think that the left has reached a kind of limit there. And Trump showed it. I mean, Trump, it's amazing that he won that election, showed that their bark has no bite anymore. They couldn't defeat him by calling. I mean, there's never been an individual as attacked or a public, you know, a big figure like Trump attacked.
And that's why his base cannot desert him when he doesn't get everything done perfectly. What he's already done, he's a hero.
And the base won't. I mean, that's one thing, you know, the so-called liberal media, they have contempt for ordinary people. But ordinary people actually can think. You know, I remember when McCain, just before he got the nomination, when he ran in 2008, I was with a moral majority group in Georgia, Ralph Reed's group, and I talked to them and I said, "Well, if McCain gets the nomination, will you support him?" And they said, "Yes." I mean, they're not crazy, as you know, religious kooks. They're people who can think. And I think thinking America is coming to the fore now. We'll see. I mean, this fight over the national anthem is really kind of significant.
I mean, I think they jumped the shark on this one, David Horowitz, in closing. We're going to Roger Stone. I appreciate your extra time because, I mean, this is the flag, and this is America, and we're not perfect, but you don't go anywhere else and attack the flag. I mean, the players in an exhibition game, they kneeled for the flag but stood up for God Save the Queen. I mean, it just shows that they know you're allowed to walk on America and use our openness to do that, and people are sick of it, and the NFL is losing tons of ratings, tons of money, but still the players and the union and the owners are lockstep against Trump because they still think mainstream media is everything. They have this giant blind spot. Where do you see this going? I mean, I see this as a sea change moment, what happened with the NFL.
Well, I wish that he hadn't called them sons of bitches because a lot of them, what he did was he unified. I mean, instead of having eight of them doing it, there's now 200. However, Trump is very, very smart when it comes to political tactics, and this is a crucial issue. America hasn't had defenders. The flag hasn't had defenders. Who would do this except Trump? And I think that people will rally behind him. And, you know, I think a lot of these owners, look, they're between a rock and a hard place. They've got all these ball players, all these multi-millionaires that they have to keep somehow happy. They're losing money. They've got a media. I mean, ESPN, the whole sports world is left. And I think the race thing is very, very significant. You know, most of those players, you know, giving the knee are black. The owners, I think, I'm sure that Robert Kraft is not going to vote for a Trump opponent in the next election.
Sure, he's just having to virtue signal because he's been bullied. And just the image of love it or leave it, you can't go anywhere else and make this type of money playing a game. It's just, it's the thanklessness. I'm so tired. And then you got a bunch of white fans there in the stadium being made to feel like they're not welcome when we're one of the most unified countries in the world. And statistics show that actually a lot of this is backfiring. And I agree. The left doesn't know when to stop. Don't interrupt an enemy while they're destroying themselves. And Trump is one in a billion. David Horowitz, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Alex.
In his new book, find it at frontpagemagazine.com. Now, joining us via Skype on the eve of his testimony tomorrow on the whole Russiagate garbage is Roger Stone. Why this is so important is they've done this to a lot of different people that have gone public. You go in, it's secret. Then they put out fake news. They may say, Roger Stone says he's a Russian agent. Roger will run out because they'll do it right when he goes in. They've done this to Caputo and a bunch of other folks. So that's why Roger is going to put out a statement to InfoWars.com exclusively right before he goes in, and we're going to have our own reporter there to actually get a live feed and record what he really says so we can have it out versus the media editing it up. We did that to Megyn Kelly, and it defeated her. But we've got to be on this because they're desperate. They've already tried to kill him twice ahead of this, so I think you should be very, very safe, very, very careful the next 24 hours. This is a lot of marbles are riding on this. Roger Stone, thank you for joining us.
Alex, thank you so much for letting me jump in here today. I'm hunkered down with my lawyers. I've changed lawyers. I was with the firm of Ketchum and Fleesum, but I've moved to the firm of Dewey, Cheatham and Howe. Only kidding. I've got really fine lawyers, and we're really prepared. Now, the mainstream media assault on me has already begun. A particularly dishonest piece on CNN by some scumbag named Michael Weiss, full of inaccuracies, partial quotes, selective quotes, things taken out of context, what you expect from CNN. Also, a particularly vicious piece by the left-wing fake news site Raw Story. So they're circling the wagons because they know that I will be on offense, that I will expose Congressman Adam Schiff as the demagogic charlatan that he is, and there will be no holds barred. Now, in order to guard against exactly what you describe, and precisely what happened to my colleague Michael Caputo, because they won't allow public access to the hearing, because they will not allow the media in the room, because they will not release the transcript, I'm going to record my statement exclusively for Infowars.com, and we will put it up at about the time that the hearings kick off. So you'll be able to see what really is going to transpire. And then immediately afterwards, I will interview with our embedded cameraman from InfoWars to be able to give a blow-by-blow description of what I'm calling the romp in the swamp. The California kid, the prevaricator, the proven liar, Adam Schiff versus Roger Stone.
Well, I know you're relishing this, and you really wanted to do it live, but after Sessions mopped the floor with them and the rest of it, they're scared to have any of these hearings. But as you said, with Caputo, they then put out stuff he never said. When the transcript letter came out, it was true. He never said those things. They are a pack of disingenuous scum. I mean, we already know that. We already know there is no evidence to give them. Now they've not fully moved on from Russia, but they're on fumes. That's why they're admitting, oh, now it's didn't pay your taxes or didn't fill out a form properly or SWAT teaming somebody. Even CNN admits that that this whole fake Russia investigator situation with Mueller is, quote, very unorthodox, very aggressive. Many others are calling it illegal what they're doing. So they've really not wanted you to testify so far. They kept canceling the other events when it was going to be in public because they're so scared. What are they scared of, Roger? Because, again, as they run out of gas here and now as they move on to financial crimes, what do you expect to happen?
Well, I think what they're afraid of, Alex, is I'm going to call their bluff. Let's go through the big three allegations. One, Stone knew about the hacking of Podesta's email in advance. No, I didn't. I never said anything of the kind, even anything remotely close of that to that. Now, the Panama Papers, published in January of last year, completely expose Podesta's shady business dealings with the Russians. Guess what? Roger Stone can read. That's how I knew. And that's what I meant when I referred to Podesta's time in the barrel. Specifically, that his shady business dealings with the oligarchs around Vladimir Putin would come under public scrutiny. Second charge, Stone knew in advance about the WikiLeaks disclosures of Hillary. Yeah, they were posted in their Twitter feed on July 21st. This was August that I predicted it. Now, did I have a source confirm for me directly with WikiLeaks that this was coming before I said it? Yes, I did. That makes me smart, not dumb. And then lastly, there is the phony charge that I colluded with Guccifer 2.0. But if one looks at the actual exchange, which happened 6 weeks after the WikiLeaks posted the material from the DNC, you'll see that it's benign. So based on timing, content, and context, this is a MacGuffin. This is meaningless. By the way, does Guccifer 2.0 really exist? Is that really a person? Was he really a hack? In fact, was there ever really a hack?
But Roger, the whole thing's been a nothing burger. And I remember you at the time, we were trying to get a hold of Assange. Assange did New York Times, London Guardian, Fox News interviews, talking to Assange doesn't mean you're a Russian agent, saying, hey, Podesta's known for his Russia ties, and then quoting New York Times articles from a year before with Hillary's Russia problem. I mean, you were just talking about what was there, hyping it up for people to investigate it.
Sure, but I think because of my reputation as a fierce partisan and as an opinion journalist, particularly here at InfoWars, they think it's an easy sell. In other words, if something shady happens, Stone must have been involved. We're going to straighten that all out tomorrow morning, and I will have these running dogs in retreat, I assure you.
Well, their Russian narrative is already starting to implode, so this is, I guess, the cherry on top. But what about the fact that they've already told your former business associate, Manafort, that they've got the indictment?
Yeah, this is a classic prosecutor's trick. In other words, try to find something, or maybe find nothing, turn it into something. All right, Manafort, we're going to indict you for money laundering or tax evasion or whatever. Unless, of course, you just confess that you were colluding with the Russians and that Donald Trump knew everything. So, in other words, bear false witness against our president, lie to let get yourself off the hook.
Judas Iscariot.
Yeah, John Dean, essentially, because John Dean is the man who planned, pushed, covered up the Watergate break-in and then blamed it on Richard Nixon. It's the same deal.
Absolutely. Roger Stone's our guest testifying in Congress tomorrow. They won't even bring in a cell phone. He can't even record it. But you know those dirty rats are going to come out and lie to the media. Hell, CNN, the rest of them may not even have Roger on. That's how they operate now. They just make up straw men, then they beat up the straw man and declare that they beat Floyd Mayweather. We'll be back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
right, final segment, and then that WL, really smart guy, manager of our Chicago affiliate, known him for 8-9 years now, visited me a few times in Austin, amazing. He's going to be hosting. He's got some big stuff planned for Chicago. I'm going to leave it at that. It'll make the news. But he's coming up. Roger, I know you don't want to give away too much today. So we're just going to have you on live right after the hearing tomorrow. And, of course, your statement will go up on InfoWars.com right as you go in. And I guess you're going to tape that statement today with us. Also give us a written statement. But any other little tidbits you want to add? Tell folks again what time the hearing is. This is game day. And then expanding, what do you make of the left, like David Horowitz said earlier, not knowing when to stop and going up against the American flag and America, and the, now they're on CNN, MSNBC saying, get rid of the flag, it's white supremacists, get rid of the Star-Spangled Banner. I mean, we knew that was coming, but, I mean, don't all the minorities get, I know they're not the ones really running this, I mean, literally, like, you're America, it's yours, it's big, it's prosperous, it's still one of the best places ever to be able to do whatever you want. What the, you live here, you get rich here, and then you piss all over it? It's the most spoiled, rotten crap I've ever seen.
They don't seem to understand. All they're doing is driving more average Americans into the Trump camp, into the silent majority. It's offensive that they don't love their country. It's offensive that they don't respect our democracy, our Constitution. This country's not perfect. It's only the best place on the face of the earth. The democratic experiment is not ideal. It's not perfect. But we have more freedom than any place else on the globe. So it's self-defeating. Alex, I do want to mention that a number of info warriors and the Blacks for Trump are having a pro-Stone demonstration at 8:15 tomorrow morning. The hearing is at 9. Now, the Capitol Hill police won't let any civilians get anywhere near this hearing. So this is being held on Independence Avenue, directly across from the House wing of the Capitol, right there on Independence Avenue, and I'm going to stop there on my way in. InfoWars will be covering it, and I'll have a few words for the patriots there who are rallying to support me.
And we're going to have a live feed of that. We're going to have a live feed of that with our great Michael Zimmerman, who's with you.
Yeah, I expect it to be a dynamic moment, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate not only the support, but also the fact that InfoWars is going to be able to bring it to the people.
And by the way, Roger, you're a smart guy. I don't have to tell you this, but I'd give them both barrels your big finale up front, what you're really going to say inside, not just the statement, but, you know, Roger Stone tears into fake committee, Roger Stone destroys fake committee at the Capitol video, because that video, we're not going to clickbait, it's you at the Capitol, but Roger Stone destroys committee live, you know, or destroys false Russian narrative, and then that video will go viral, and I would go as long as you can, because, I mean, that's a video that millions are going to end up watching live or tuning into, you know, Roger Stone's press conference from the Capitol. And then I do it before and after. I'd really make an extravaganza out of it because this is how we grab the spotlight away from these liars.
Well, Alex, don't you worry. As my friend Pat Buchanan would say, I will be locked and loaded.
All right, Roger, we'll be covering it live. It'll be at NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. Thank you, Roger.
Alex, victory or death?
I like how he quotes Colonel Travis, because that's who said that, and you know what happened to him. But in the end, he ended up winning. Okay, it is ending today because they have to stop because they like to deliver food. They like to ship the food within 48 hours to get the order, and it's so many orders have come in. It's about to slow them down. So the 50% off is over. My Patriot Supply, that's not 50% off some higher price. That's 50% off the regular super low. It's labeled as InfoWars Select, their highest quality food, but I can contractually be able to do it by that by calling it InfoWars Select. It's out of the same factory, absolutely fresh. 50% off storable food ends today. Secret 12 is now the new sale. It's 40% off and more. InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. I'm going to do 5 more minutes. Come back, introduce Matt Dubiel. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Today.